The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to the hottest show in grilling in America. It's the Grillin' Guys. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Good morning. It's Randy here. It's Saturday morning. Fire up your grill. It's going to be a great day. We got some good weather here in West Michigan. Get out on your deck and make it happen.
It's a beautiful day for a brewery contest.
Ah, he was just here. I tell you what, these guys from Brewery Vivant, if they're in the competition, they got a chance to win this thing. They brought us in this Sergeant Peppercorn in the last segment. Great, great beer, man.
Oh, that's tasty.
Yeah, it was.
So we're going to buzz out to the Winter Beer Fest as soon as we're done with the show here. And after tasting that peppercorn, man, I mean, dude's got the Belgian down.
Yes, he does. That's good. He's the first guy I think we've had in that specialized in the Belgian variety
of
beers.
Yeah, I love it. I learned to cook. My first instructor was from Belgium, and the dude knew his spices. And people in Belgium they're a unique group of people. They're almost overlooked in Europe because they're just a small nation, and that's where The Hague is, and lots of important things are there. But in terms of the kind of press they get in America, they don't really get a lot, but the boys know how to make some beer. Some of your best yeasts come out of Belgium. You know, like the monks have this trough they naturally make this yeast in. I don't know. That'd be worth the trip to go over and see it anyway. We should have a show from Belgium.
Yeah, okay.
What do you say?
Speaking of beer, though, who we got on the line?
We've got Diana Stamfler from Promote Michigan. Diana, good morning.
Good morning from Fifth Third Ballpark. We're all here getting ready for that beer festival.
Always nice to talk to you, girl.
It's a good morning. The beer is already flowing here in our office area. We've got a couple beers from Rochester Mill, Schmoes, and the livery I see here in our VIP. We've got to start the morning off right, and that is with Michigan beer.
So good thing we had you in early, because we want to make sure your speech is clear.
Oh, it will be. I get clearer as the day goes on.
Do you? you're hanging with the Schmoes boys right now?
Chaz isn't here at the present moment, but I did see him a couple times yesterday here as we were getting set up. And I'm waiting for him to come back down. He's bringing me. My kids are real fond of his root beer.
So oh, yeah. It's good stuff. Now, were you hanging with them Thursday night?
No, I wasn't. I got down here yesterday and have been in charge of all of the will call, your media passes, and all of the VIPs that are coming
in. This is a huge event, isn't it?
Well, and all those folks.
Yeah, this is a huge event. Those brewers have been coming into town since Wednesday. Thursday night, they called me at home about 8 o'clock. They were in a bus going around Grand Rapids, going from spot to spot. But how many brewers do we have at Fifth Third Ballpark today?
We're going to have just under 60 breweries, including Brewery Vivant, which is a great place. I heard you talk about having the guys in, and if you've not been down to their brewery, it is absolutely an amazing place, and great food, great beer. So they're going to be making their first appearance at the festival. And we think we got about 57 breweries, or about close to 300 different beers. And just plenty of opportunity for people to come and try everything from IPAs to fruit beers to some beers that are just available for a 15 to 20 minute special tapping at some of the booths, that they're here for one day and they may not ever be made again.
So tell me, where's the event at, and how can I get there, and how much does it cost me to get in? Give me a little particulars.
Well, the event is sold out. It's been sold out since January 25th. 5,400 tickets were sold, which was an increase of 23% from last year. And so the best recommendation is, if people have not been to this festival and they want to come, is they need to buy those tickets in December when they go on sale, because they go quicker every year than they did the year before. Last time I checked, there were two pages on Craigslist of people trying to buy tickets for the festival.
You know, there may be a guy out front, like when you go to the Spartan games or the Michigan games, where he's got a piece of cardboard that he's holding up. He says, need tickets, and then you flip it over, and he says, got tickets. Then he flips it back, and he says, need tickets. So you might be able to scalp a ticket at the door if somebody had some extras and couldn't make it, if our listeners were there.
Good luck with that. There's been bartering on eBay and on Facebook and everything all week. I even tried to take the last four that I had in my hand and try to trade them for two Bob Seger tickets. And Bob Seger tickets are a little easier to find.
Gosh, that's pretty cool. What we want to know is, how many grills are out there?
You know what? I came in this morning, and they've got several grills that are lined up right along the front of the stadium club, which is our VIP area. They've got them fired up out there. I heard them talking about doing some chili on the grill, which should be an interesting thing. And they're going to have turkey legs out there. They're going to have burgers and brats and all kinds of other good food. So I expect to start smelling the cooking going on out there anytime.
You know, there's nothing wrong with just a nice hot dog on the grill. When you got a good cold beer, a hot dog kind of still works, you know. We always get all jacked up about all our great recipes, but I was talking with one of the big hot dog producers this week, and I'm thinking, you know, a Kugel Vienna, that's pretty good stuff.
Kugel, that's a Michigan.
It is.
Yeah, as you know, Diana, we're like you, we're all about Michigan. And so this is a great event you got going out there. What's the hours of this thing?
Well, we open up to our VIPs and enthusiasts at noon. So those members that pay to be an enthusiast member of the Michigan Brewers Guild get in at noon. The general public opens up at 1 o'clock, and the doors will be open until 6. And this is a great chance to get out and hang with 5,000, 6,000 of your closest craft beer lovers here in Michigan.
You know, it's important to our listeners, if you are going to this thing, don't get carried away. Be safe. There's a lot of really great microbrews out there. But as Barbecue Bob and I have experienced, some of them got a little extra kick to them.
They'll sneak up on you.
They will. And please don't drink and drive. That's something that we're very serious about here. So if you're coming out there, be responsible, but enjoy some wonderful, wonderful beers.
Yeah, we're already lined up with a DD for the day, so we're good.
And we do treat our DDs pretty well when they come in. We encourage them. We'll make sure that they've got soda to drink. All of the cab companies and shuttle companies, like some of the hotels, they've all been alerted, and they know, and they've worked with us over the years to make sure people are getting from their downtown hotels out here to the event and safely back. So we make that a big priority for us on this end as well.
Okay, well, We look forward to seeing you, of course. We'll be there right around noon, and we'll look you up, and we'll have a little chat when we get out there. That's Diana Stampfler from...
We'll go check out those grills that when you get here.
There you go. Tell us your website again.
It is MichiganBrewersGuild.org, and then you can also find the Guild on Facebook at Facebook/Michigan Brewers Guild.
Excellent. And you have your own. That's Promote Michigan?
It is. Best place to follow me is also on Facebook. I spend more time there than I do anywhere else, and it's Facebook/Promote Michigan.
Now, last time I saw you, Kenny was up from the winery.
He's gonna be here today, actually.
Is he? Good.
He called me this week, and he and a couple of his staffers are coming up with some folks from Round Barn, which is a winery, brewery, and distillery.
Yes.
So they'll be here today as well.
Yeah, it's the boys from Tabor Hill. Well, that's Diana Stampfler. Thanks, Diana. We'll see you later. And she's calling in from the Fifth Third Ballpark. And, again, if you don't have tickets, don't bother, because 4,500, it sold out a month ago. We got lucky.
Yep. I think she actually said 5,400, so that's a little transposed. But no big deal, man. It's a lot of people. It's going to be a lot of fun out there. If you got a ticket, you're one of the lucky ones. The grilling guys will see you there a little bit after noon.
That's right. So what else do we have coming up here, Hoppy Crappy?
Well, in our next segment, we've got our favorite cowboy, Rob Russell, is going to be calling in, doing a little recipe work for us. We still got that Name the Pig. You heard Diane mention the Facebook. Emily, we've got any new names out there?
Oh, we've got a couple. Our friend CT suggested Gilbert from the children's book Char a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we've
very
also
good.
Had Porkalina was another good one. And one of my favorites, I think, so far is Barb. Middle name A, last name Q, barbecue.
Oh.
Kind of fitting since it's me, he says. That was from our friend Margie.
She's got to be. I hope that little pig's not listening to the show this morning, because.
Well, you know what?
She's going to make for some tense meat.
She's grown at about a pound and a half a day, Chad Steenum out at Steenum Farms tells me. And again, if you're just tuning in, what we've got going here is check us out on Facebook today. Suggest a name for our little pig. We're growing her up between now and Memorial Day. If your name suggestion gets chosen, we're going to do a barbecue in the backyard with a yet-to-be-named pig for you and 20 of your friends. So we're going to have a little bit of fun with that. So check us out on Facebook. And if you're the name today, then we're going to give you some ice fishing equipment, too, that's left over from Alan Bob's last weekend at our Dam to Dam.
That's right. So if you're on Facebook, you go to the Grilling Guys, and Emily will click you in as a friend real quick. Get your name up there. We've got some great stuff. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk with Rob Russell. We are going to talk about some cool new grill toys. We have somebody from Russo's Wine Warehouse coming on, and by golly, we have a great Michigan artist to end the show. So stick around. This is The Grillin' Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.